The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 16. The Tower. This awareness indicates that those forces that are struggling to maintain a state, a position, a place, a structure, an establishment, a security, a bondage, those loyalties, those towers of strength and power wherein entities are secure, those forces represent that which is symbolized by the tower. The tower is that which is created by thought, by word, by alphabet, by language, by concept, and by ideas. The tower is structure, the tower is the system, is the bureaucracy, is the method and plan and means by which entities through hierarchy systems bring themselves into line with laws of Caesar, of the land. The laws of the lawmakers, those who make the laws, these are but thoughts and structures and fences and definitions around the entities that inhabit this tower, this structure. The movement into the positions upon the varying levels of this structure, of this tower, of this pyramid, of this establishment, of this system, these varying levels of status are what entities often grab at and work and attempt to manipulate themselves into. Entities may now begin to understand that the tower is crumbling, the structure is falling, the system is dissolving, and its methods are on their way out. There is a lightning that is striking, which is moving in. This lightning, this antimatter, this insight, this consciousness, this new awakening is rendering the old ways useless. This awareness indicates that you understand that the new, the lightning, the flash that is moving in on the material plane occurs at all times on varying levels and in varying degrees. At present time, this is moving in a state of acceleration. If you expect the unexpected, you will be less surprised. The changes that are occurring at times seem not to move as rapidly as some would like, for there are many who have moved ahead and see clearly into that which is to come, but this awareness asks you to understand and have patience. The movements are steady and the changes are coming, the changes are unfolding in proper proportion to the needs of the many. Sudden and drastic changes would create catastrophes. The old concept of the tower is also changing. The tower has symbolized separateness, has symbolized a lack of communication. It was the Tower of Babel, the lack of understanding between entities, between sciences, between cultures, between studies, between arts, and between various types of music. The differences and the lack of communication in the Tower of Babel is what is undergoing drastic changes. This tower, in this sense, is removed from the tarot, and the full and complete meaning of the tower is that which is becoming understood. In this sense, this is the lightning-struck tower, the collapsing tower, the energy of one level which is trying to hold and maintain itself, being struck with energy from a higher level and being given insight, being freed from that bondage of the lower, more materialistic level. Understand that there is nothing evil about matter, but that there is bondage in matter. Understand that the devil is that which rules matter, is that which rules form, is that which is the god of the focused and confined and defined and compressed energies of the universe. This compression and focusing and defining is what binds entities and captivates them, their interests, and their bodies. On many levels, the devil is the god. When entities are freed from one level, they realize they have been bound and chained by that satanic level. From the level of awareness, this is not evil. This is but evil when you are locked in other levels. This awareness indicates that from the level of awareness, this is but bondage, and bondage is not a curse unless you feel like cursing bondage. Those who are in bondage and resist not, feel no bondage. Those who are locked within their tower, within their own psyche, within their body, within a temple, within a structure, within a system, within a hierarchy or formation of individuals forming fraternities and lodges and groups and cultures and religions and cliques and segments of society, those who are happy and are within these segments, do not feel bondage. The bondage is there only when they wish to break free and cannot. Entities who are locked in the ignorance of not knowing that they could be anything else, are resisting not evil, yet they are often considered a part of evil by other forces that see their ignorance. Ignorance is the tower, is the concept of separateness. Ignorance is the feeling that one is separate and special and unique from all else. Wherein one feels this separateness and uniqueness of his or her own self is more important than the separateness and uniqueness of any other, these levels of ignorance have in the past been termed sin, or the action of missing the mark. The mark is not a point, but a space that inhabits the entire universe. Wherein entities find this mark, this Akashic mark that fills the universe, then they find that identity with all and move into states of oneness. When entities move into these levels wherein the insight of the lightning, of the light, of the new levels of consciousness strike these entities and wipe out their old concepts of self and separateness, wherein this happens, entities then discover their tower collapsing, their systems, their plans, their ways and their identifications as having been nothing but bondage, and as being of little use to them in reality. The time is quickly coming wherein methods and means and systems of security will mean little or nothing compared to the ability of individuals to open up and relate clearly to one another. In moving into this level of understanding, when entities do break free from the confines of their own tower, of their own structure, of their own mind, of their own identifications, and move out in communication with others, they shall find that they learn the most and communicate best by listening, rather than by talking. The key to understanding and communicating is to be able to listen. Many entities do not listen, many entities speak continually or think continually, but the openness of listening is a divine art. Wherein the tower represents speech, the higher the energy that strikes, the higher is the energy of reception, of listening. This energy is felt and received as insight. This insight comes to all who listen. When entities listen, they hear not only words, but they also hear feelings and forces, and they hear sights and sounds. These energies that may be heard, may also be felt, and entities listening very carefully may discover that the art of listening is the art of feeling. Entities in learning to listen, may discover that the tower which they once felt was themselves, is constantly changing, and that the tower of thoughts and words built through experience of the past is constantly being fed new information, and that this tower is constantly being given to the experience of the future. The experiences that bombard one are the lightning striking your tower. Visualize yourself and others as collections and pools of cosmic energy that has been fed certain chemical or electrical energies. These energies do have their effect on others within your system. Having had that effect within your system, the entire structure is now something new. Visualize this structure moving on and coming in contact with another such system and that the contact and chemistry of these two systems merging, the electrical energies coming together is that which then creates interchange, and both these systems have changed and are entirely new. Each of these is seen going its own way and coming in contact again with other forces similar to its own. These forces again undergo change by contacting further forces. Understand each force within the universe catalyst, each force is a tower, is a separate identity. Each catalyst does not maintain its own basic nature, but does change according to that which comes in contact with it, according to that with which it experiences, according to that environment in which it finds itself. These catalysts are fed by other energies, and these energies create new catalysts. These new catalysts then come in contact with still other energies and other catalysts of a similar nature, and these catalysts then interchange and create even newer concepts and newer catalysts and newer energies. In this manner, the forces of the universe are constantly creating and co-creating. There can be no separateness except as an illusion. All things are interacting, one on another. All things are catalysts. And all things are changing and flowing and are like fluid forms that do affect each other. You are not the person you were yesterday, and you will not be the same tomorrow. There are certain aspects of you that last slightly longer than other aspects, and these seem to be your greater identifications. Those fleeting changes within you seem to be termed experiences, whereas those deeper changes that occur more slowly are called characterizations or personality traits. These are all the same things with different timings. Entities in moving through life, realizing that they are catalysts, concern themselves not so much with what they can get in order to secure their tower, but how they can break free from that tower, break free of that bondage, that illusion of separateness. Entities in doing this, will soon find themselves identified with levels of responsibility, with levels of tuning into forces that are of greater significance than any other dreamed of on this plane. The difference between the entities who seek power on this plane from the levels of security, from the concept of the tower, and have separateness in comparison to the energies that may be achieved by those who move into higher levels of consciousness, may be likened unto comparing the level of man with the level of the gorilla. No man would care to return to the level of the gorilla. The gorilla is stronger, has more power, and may actually feel humanity. Man is weaker than he. From the viewpoint of the gorilla, he is logically in every way superior to man. Man can hardly compare to the gorilla in terms of his own values. Likewise, those who seek their separateness and their power and their own security through the concepts of the tower of the hierarchy systems, of the structures and methods of mental intellectual confinements and systems, these entities cannot comprehend how inferior they are to those who have moved into more open states of consciousness. Entities who have moved into more responsible, more responsive levels, higher levels of attention, who would tell such entities what they are missing, would be laughed at by those who reside in these levels of power. Only when those who sit in their tower and play with their power, come to that total frustration wherein they have their power yanked out from under them, wherein the old ways are reversed and understood as failing, only then do they care to look for new levels of relationship. Such an action comes to all who become too secure on any one level. Humanity may be seen climbing a ladder, climbing the stairs to where the eternal are. The movement in any position on any stair is but one step. Any entity who parks himself there and decides that is as far as he needs to go, that he has arrived, is but fooling himself and is due for the lightning to strike. Only when this lightning strikes and blows apart his ego, blows apart his self-contentment, only then is there insight, only then is there understanding. This insight and understanding allows the entity then to move up one more step. Wherein entities realize they must continue ever and always to progress, to move into higher states of spiritual living, only then can they begin to continually move. Entities who believe that there is a point of rest, a point wherein they may reach a certain level of attainment, are but fooling themselves and will place themselves on a rung of the ladder, on a step of the staircase. This awareness indicates that you continue ever and always climbing to where the eternal are, and that the climbing is never crowned by accomplishment. This is but a journey that moves ever and always onward. In reference to the drawing in Paul Foster Case's book, it is suggested entities pay special attention to the 22 yods forming the 10 sephiroth of the Kabbalah and the 12 divisions of the zodiac. These 22 are also mirrored in the 22 levels of stone forming the tower. These correspond to the 22 cards of the tarot. These cards making up the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are symbolic of the Tower of Babel, are symbolic of the babel of languages of words, of definitions, of confinement that does create that which is called language, which is the molding structure of the mind, of the system, of the methods, of the hierarchy structures of societies. Were these to be wiped out, all would be fluid and flowing, and entities would see the world much as cattle see the world, as having no special structure or design, but as simply being there. The tower in this sense, is the ego, is the structured consciousness that makes up what one calls his individual thinking self. The tower is also a phallic symbol. The phallic symbol may be seen as being struck by lightning. This is symbolic of a climax wherein the consciousness of that which was within is being discharged. This is the culmination of the sperm race, of the movement from the essence of the universe into the system and structure and to the point of highest intensity. Whether this be on an emotional, feeling, passionate, or structural level in society, this movement of the sperm race wherein each entity is but a sperm in a greater race, is the movement to levels of what may be termed the Antichrist, the peaking of power. The movement into this point of power is always followed by a peaking out of power. This is similar to the climax in sexual actions. The peaking out of power must come wherein that which has been gained must be released. When this occurs, energies are exchanged and polarities are lessened, and the lessening of these polarities does create the possibilities for new actions. In the structural systems of your world and societies, there is the movement of the priestcraft, this stemming from which Dr. Times. The priestcraft, operating through churches, through bureaucracies, through schoolings, through academic outlets, through scientific outlets, these priestcraft rulers, or as given by Plato, the priest-king rulers, these represent the tower. These are ever and always the causes of war. The movement of that philosopher king, the philosophers moving from certain teachings through Solomon, through the Hebrews, through the teachings of Christ, through certain philosophies, is that which may be likened unto the lightning that strikes the tower. This is that which generally is responsible for evolution within the systems. This revolution striking from within is what tears down the structure. This may be understood as another level of the sex act. When these polarities of revolution, from the philosopher king and the striking against the priest king, when this revolution comes, at this time there is the climax and the breaking of the tower and the release of these polarities. Following this, the philosopher king steps aside and the priestcraft is left to rule again for a while. This is alchemy. This is the science of alchemy operating on the global scale, and this is but nothing more than the sex act extended into a larger picture, wherein entities are the sperm forming the energy behind the movement. The tower built itself for many years. The tower of civilization has grown very impressively. The movements up to this time have been with great sacrifice and much labor. Those who built this Tower of Babel, seeking to reach to the kingdom of heaven, those who built this material world seeking to establish God's kingdom on earth, are those who are finding the tower collapsing. Entities now shall begin to move into the next level of enlightenment, and this comes in the near future. This awareness indicates the new being begins to express itself. This awareness indicates that entities watch closely the events of the next few months. There are many deceptions being attempted, and these are actions of desperation, as entities falling from their tower are trying desperately to grab and hold on to something that will shore up their crumbling tower. You can only help yourself by releasing and moving from your tower. You can only help others by showing them that they do not need that separateness, that tower, that structure. This structure, this tower, this separateness, this system must be replaced by clear relationship actions.